Well, Jane Ace finally opened her first checking account with the $100 Mr. Race gave her. After a day of practicing writing checks, she's prepared to pay her household expenses by check, although she claims she gets too nervous to sign her name when the check is for more than $10. This episode takes place late afternoon at the Ace's bungalow, where we find Jane writing a check at her desk, with Laura the maid standing by. Listen.
Well, maybe you'd better hurry, because the man's been waiting at the back door now for almost 5 minutes.
I know, Laura, but don't rush me. I'm doing the best I can. How much did you say we owe him?
$3.15.
Yes, I got that part right. Paid to the order of Deluxe Tailor Shop, $3.15.
Yes, ma'am. I'd better take it to the back door and give it to him.
Well, just a minute, Laura. Don't grab.
But it's been 5 minutes, ma'am, since you started to write.
I know. Now, just hold your horse. I just want to make sure it's neat. All the others I gave checks today waited. The tailor can wait.
Well, shall I go tell him it'll only be a few minutes?
No, I'll be doing a jitney. I still don't know why they have the word no printed up in this right-hand corner.
Where, ma'am?
Right here. I showed you. It's on all of them. No. See it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I wonder why.
I don't know. It just says no. N-O, period, no.
Well, I declare.
Well, I'll just do like I did on all the other checks I gave out today. I just scratched out no and wrote in yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's nice.
Then I'll scratch out no and write in yes. There. Now, how's that?
That's nice, ma'am. Shall I take it back to him now?
Now, wait, I have to sign it. It's not a check without my name on it. Jane Ace. There, see?
Yes, ma'am. Can I take it back to him now?
Yes, I guess so. Now, just a minute, I'll tear it out. Gee, I've written so many of these, I feel like I've written a book. I have almost written the whole book of them. Here you are, Laura.
Yes, ma'am. I'll take it back to the...
Oh, somebody's at the door, Laura. Never mind, I'll go. You go back and give him the check.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, one of these dishes. I never saw so much...
How do you do, Mrs. Ansel?
Oh, hello, Mr. Schultz. Come in.
Thank you.
You're just in time, Mr. Schultz.
I am?
Yes.
Just in time for what?
For a check. That's why I asked you to come over today. I want to give you a check for my butcher bill last week.
Oh, is that what it was? I was wondering why you...
Yes, I'm going to write a check from now on instead of paying you the money.
Oh, that's well. Thank you, Mrs. Basil.
You're welcome. The reason I had you come here is because I just started writing these checks this morning. I never wrote a check before, and I don't know if I could write one unless I was sitting here at my desk. So I thought if you didn't mind, you could come over.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Basil. I don't mind. No, indeed.
Well, sit down, Mr. Schultz. I'll write it for you now. It takes me a little time. I'm not used to writing.
Thank you, Mr. Bates. Oh, here's my bill. You asked me to bring it with me.
Oh, yes. I have to know how much. Let me see it.
Yes, ma'am. $12.80.
$12.80. Now, just sit right down over there, Mr. Schultz, and I'll write the... $12.
What's the matter, Mrs. Ace? Isn't that right?
What?
Don't you think we made a mistake, you think?
Oh, no, it's no mistake, but it's about the $12. You see, I can't write a check for more than $10.
You can't write a check for more than $10?
No, I'm sorry, but I can't.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're financially embarrassed, Mrs. Ace.
Well, I am a little embarrassed about it, but I tried to write one today for more than $10, and I just couldn't.
You haven't got the money?
No money anymore, just checks.
Well, what good are checks without money, Mrs. Ace?
Well, good. Well, they're just the same as money. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but if you haven't got the money in the bank, Mrs. Ace, they are not the same as money.
Oh, I have got money in the bank.
You have got money in the bank?
Oh, yes.
But not more than $10.
Not more than $10? Who says so? I'll have you understand, I put $100 in the bank yesterday. I've got plenty of money left, even if I did write all these checks. How can you say
that? But, Mrs. Aces, didn't you just tell me that you can't write a check for more than $10?
Yes, and I can't.
Why not?
Because it gets me nervous.
Nervous? What gets you nervous?
It gets me nervous if I write a check for more than $10.
Well, I should so say, I should see soon. I should say it would get you nervous to write a check for more than $10 if you can.
Well, that's the way I guess.
Then will you have more than $10?
Oh, I've got more than $10.
In the bank?
Of course I have. Look.
But then why can't you write me a check for $12.80?
I told you, Mr. Schultz, it gets me nervous. I tried it, and it makes me very nervous to write a check for more than $10.
Do leave us. Look, Mrs. Aces, please.
And stop calling me Mrs. Aces. It's Ace.
Yes, look.
You talk like you got pleurisy. You ought to know my name after all this time I've been buying.
Mrs. Aces, please. You are making me very nervous.
I am? Well, now you got it. That's the way I get when I have to write a check for more than $10. It's just a nervous affection, and I can't help it. I get nervous because I remember how much money it is, and I can't write it.
Excuse me, please. Could you write a check for $1?
For $1? Oh, sure. I've written a lot of checks today for $1.
And could you write a check for $5?
Yes, I wrote checks for $5, and
on six, and seven, and eight, and nine?
Yes, it's only...
On $10, Mrs. Aces? Could you write a check for $10?
Yes, I can for $10, too. It's only when it gets over $10.
Good. Now we come to it. When you have to write for more than $10, you get nervous. That is it?
Yes, sir.
And my bill is $12.80. Is that right?
Yes, and I can't write a check for more than...
But you can write a check for $10.
Yes, I told you I
could. And you could also write a check for $2.80.
Yes, so what the hell that got to do with $12.80?
I'll take two checks.
Two?
Yes, one check for $10 and one check for $2.80, and that makes $12.80.
Oh, I see what you
That's
mean.
That's wonderful. Uh-huh. Now, if you please, Mrs. Aces, I am a very busy man, and I've left my shop with only my wife there.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll buy it for you now. That's cute the way you figured it out. One for $10 and one for $2.80. It just comes out even, doesn't it? Well, just sit down, please, Mr. Schultz, and I'll write them out for
yes,
you.
Yes, Mrs. Aces.
Mrs. Aces. Yes, Nora, what is it?
The paper boy is here.
Well, tell him to leave the paper. What's the matter with him?
He has to get paid today, ma'am.
Oh, yes. This is the end of his week, isn't it? Well, he'll have to wait, Laura. Tell him to come in and wait. I'm writing some checks for Mr. Schultz.
Yes, ma'am.
80 cents, Mrs. Abel.
It's Mrs. A.
And it's 80 cents.
But why should I pay the extra 10 cents that the bank charges me?
Is it my fault if the bank charges you 10 cents a check?
Well, no, but they do, and somebody has to pay for it.
Well, if that's somebody me.
Well, who is it, then?
Not me.
It's your bill.
And my bill is $12.80 if you write 50 checks.
Oh, no, Mr. Schultz.
Mrs. Averill?
My name is Ace.
Hey, you kids, I'm in a hurry. I want my 14 cents.
Just a minute, little boy. Mr. Schultz is ahead of you.
Well, how long is it going to take him to get him straightened out?
I'll give you $2.70 more, Mr. Schultz.
Mrs. Averill, please.
I'll just back out this no and write in yes.
I never heard of 10 cents a check.
Well, I didn't either, but this bank charges 10 cents a check.
10 cents a check.
10 cents check. Da-da-da-da.
Boy, please, I'm writing a check.
Mrs. Aces, I tell you, it is $12.80.
Jane Aces. There. I signed my name. It's too late. There's your check.
You still owe me 10 cents.
Well, I hate to get sarcastic, Mr. Schultz, but oh, yeah?
We will see about that. Good day, Mrs. Aces.
I told you my name is Ace.
Just wait, Mrs. Aces, till you come to my shop. 10 cents a check.
Go on, Schultzing.
I never had so much trouble in my life since I started this check writing today. Every check I wrote, something happened.
I come to collect for the evening paper. 14 cents.
Oh, yes, 14 cents. Well, I won't have any trouble writing that. What's your name, boy?
Kenneth. But looky, I got a lot more houses to collect from and then go down and pick up my route. So if you'll just give me 14 cents, I'll...
Kenneth what, little boy?
Looky, I haven't got time to play games.
Kenneth what?
Kenneth O'Day.
But, O'Day?
But looky, please.
Why, little boy? I've got to write this check and I don't want to make any mistakes. Bad enough to have to pay 10 cents for a 14 cent check. Oh, I forgot to cross this no out and write in yes. I wonder why they put no on all these checks.
How about my 14 cents?
I'm writing the check now. 14 and no cents.
I ain't gonna take no bum check.
Kenneth, never say bum.
I want my 14 cents. I don't want no check.
Well, this check is just the same as 14 cents.
I won't take your check.
Why not?
My business is cash. How do I know your check's any good?
Well, you've got a lot of check talking. I mean, your cheek talking like that. This check is as good as the day it was born.
It's just a piece of paper to me.
Paper?
Yeah, paper. That's all it is.
Oh, yes? Well, what do you leave here every night? Paper?
Oh, yes? Well, you can read my paper.
Well, you can read this paper, and it's money to stop.
Well, we pity a certain bank teller when Jane's many checks start coming through. We'll learn about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.